This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Events to honor the life and work of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. have kicked off on the Western Michigan University campus. On Monday, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, a day of learning and action, is scheduled at the Bernhard Center. Alan Webb is a professor of English at Western Michigan University, and he joins us to tell us more about what will be happening. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Gordon. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So give us the broad idea behind holding, I guess, what we could call a teach-in on Monday.
Some of our listeners may recognize the word teach-in from a different generation.
It goes back a ways, doesn't it?
But the idea is that there's some things are happening, important things are happening in the world, and there's a sense that students, faculty, and community members don't know a lot about what's happening. And the question is, how do we inform people and how do we get them involved in trying to exercise their rights as citizens and address important questions?
At the top of your flyer, it says addressing the threats to justice, the climate, and civil rights. Let's go through those one by one and tell me how you see the potential threats here. What are the threats to justice?
We've had this remarkable number of things happening in the world, and many of them coming together. I'm thinking about the Brexit vote in Europe. I'm thinking about the rise of far-right movements in Europe. But I'm also thinking, of course, about this country and the surprising election by the Electoral College of Donald Trump as president, and a lot of concern that many people have had about that election. Some people feeling their own rights are threatened. Some people concerned about inequality in our society and ways in which Bernie Sanders talked about the billionaires and how now we have a billionaire president and a cabinet with apparently many billionaires to join it. Do they represent a threat to justice? Do things like the policing of African-American communities represent a threat to justice? Does the consequence of climate change, which is created primarily by the richest countries in the world and by the richest people in those countries, impacting the poorest people in the world, does that a problem of justice? And yet, the issue of climate change, for instance, is something that the Trump administration appears to be taking a very strong stand on. So these are questions that are vital to everyone, and particularly to Americans. We've certainly heard a lot about the question of building a wall with Mexico during the campaign. Donald Trump talked about taking all of the undocumented people and sending them out of the country, including the Dreamers, which were a group of young people who were undocumented. And we have many of those students actually at Western. Will they be coming to Kalamazoo to round these people up? What is the response of us in our community? Is that raise a question of justice for all of us?
So you kind of tied justice and climate together there, but let me allow you to also address climate itself, the threat to climate as you see it.
I've been involved for 5 years in Western Michigan University's Climate Change Working Group, and I've learned a lot from the scientists that are part of that group, and I've started teaching and writing about it myself. To be honest, the topic of climate change has really come to frighten me. As I read about it and teach about it, I've been learning about the impact of the overall rise in temperature on Earth from now it's about 1.3 degrees warmer than it was before the industrial era, and the Paris Agreement hopes to hold it to 2 degrees. Even 2 degrees can have many terrible effects, but as overall global climate increases to 3, 4, 5, and even 6 degrees, the consequences are extremely dire. That would include, for instance, 3 and 4 degrees, the Sahara Desert moving as far north as the middle of France, drought in the United States and other breadbaskets that would devastate food production. One climate scientist has described the difference between 2 degrees of global warming and 4 degrees of global warming as human civilization. So the thought that human civilization is in jeopardy should we get to 4 degrees, well, Scientific American 5 days ago published the research on what's happened to the climate even in 2016, the year we've just finished. 2014 was the warmest year ever recorded. 2015 was significantly warmer than 2014, and 2016 is far warmer than 2015. In fact, it's 0.2 degrees centigrade warmer. 0.2 degrees centigrade in 10 years at that rate, that's 2 full degrees centigrade. That's the difference between the existence of human civilization and not, according to scientists. So we are looking at, in the case of climate change, an extremely dangerous threat that is going to affect everyone.
And let me then have you address that third category, civil rights. What's the threat to civil rights?
Well, I've mentioned already the idea of the issue of immigration and the possible rounding up of undocumented members of our community. And we also have had a lot of talk about Islam and terrorism and linking those two words together. I think there's been a fear created of Muslims, sometimes called Islamophobia. We have many Muslims in our country. We have more Muslims than we do Jewish people in America. The idea of not allowing Muslims to travel to the United States or to blacklist certain countries that Muslims come from or to treat Muslims differently is a violation of, I think, our fundamental principles. I'd call it civil rights. We also talk about refugees, of which climate change is going to be one of the major sources, by the way. There have been about 20 million climate change refugees every year for the last 5 years. But Kalamazoo has been, in my mind, very honorably and civilly accepting a number of Syrian refugees. And we'll have a session at this event talking about how to support those people. Of course, we also talk about issues of gay, lesbian, transgender people. And we've made, I think, in my mind, some serious progress in our society, learning to accept people who are different and who are yet valuable contributors to our country. And yet many of the people involved in the current administration and much of the talk has been about rescinding rights, not only to bathrooms, but challenging the idea that marriage should be allowed between gay, lesbian people. And that, again, is an issue of civil rights.
Let me ask you, though, would this event be held, or might it be a very different event if someone else was going to be sworn in as president of the United States on January 20th?
I think this would be a different event had Clinton won the Electoral College. I think that the event is very keeping with Martin Luther King, very much in it. Almost all the issues that we're looking at are things that he focused on in his work. And he was very concerned with the idea of global justice, not only civil rights in this country. So I think many of the topics that we're talking about are a great fit with him. And Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, had they won the election, many of these issues would still be very important. I mean, I think that climate change is something that they recognized more so than the Trump administration, but to really understand its profound danger and its increasing impact is something that I know I would be continuing to work on. And I think that issues of policing and civil rights, the Black Lives Matter movement, those are things that, and college affordability, these are topics that we would want to focus on regardless of which party had won the election.
So if somebody comes to the Bernhard Center Monday and they spend all 5 hours there, or if they just drop in for 10 minutes, what are you hoping that they will take away from it? And what are you hoping then that they may do on Tuesday?
Let me say that we welcome people to come and go. And so come for the entire event from 10 till 3 or come and go as you wish. I want everyone to walk out of there with a sense that this is a crucial moment in American history, that now is a time to know about the dangers posed to justice, the climate, and civil rights. And now is the time to go beyond just learning about it online or reading the newspaper or hearing it on TV or just voting. Now is the time to stand up and be heard. Now is the time to take a step forward and start acting. In my belief, and I think some of the other organizers may share this point of view, we won't be able to continue our democracy, and we won't be able to have the just and right relations with each other and with other countries unless we speak out and get involved. And that's what we're hoping this teach-in will do for everyone.
Alan Webb, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon. It's really a pleasure to be here. I admire WMUK and what you guys do here.
Thank you. Alan Webb is a professor of English at Western Michigan University. There are links with more details about Monday's Day of Learning in Action, as well as other events at Western to honor the life and work of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Those can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.